In June, President Joe Biden announced a significant executive order aimed at allowing certain undocumented spouses and children of U.S. citizens to apply for legal permanent residency through the Parole in Place, or PIP, program. Although this order isn't finalized and the application process isn't open yet, it could potentially benefit about 500,000 spouses and approximately 50,000 undocumented children of U.S. citizens. Here at the Law Offices of James A. Welcome, we're keeping a close watch on these developments. As soon as more details are available, we'll be ready to help you navigate through the application process. For the latest information and updates, feel free to visit our website at welcomelawfirm.com or give us a call at 203-753-7300. So, what exactly is the Parole in Place program? It offers temporary lawful status to selected undocumented immigrants, allowing them to stay in the U.S. without the threat of deportation. Originally designed for the families of U.S. military personnel and veterans, it has now been expanded to include undocumented immigrant spouses and children of U.S. citizens. We're awaiting further guidance on this expansion. To apply for PIP, eligible individuals must submit a request to U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, along with proof of their familial relationships. The program focuses on family unity and serves as a pathway to lawful permanent residency. Concerning eligibility, specific criteria have not been fully defined by the Department of Homeland Security yet. However, the preliminary requirements include being in the U.S. without formal admission or parole, having been continuously present in the U.S. for at least 10 years by June 17, 2024, being in a legally recognized marriage to a U.S. citizen by that same date, and not having any disqualifying criminal records or posing a threat to national security or public safety. As we approach the 2024 election, it's crucial for immigrants to prepare for the official launch of this new program. Given the potential for changes in administration that could impact the program, we advise you to start saving for experienced legal representation now. Collect evidence of your valid relationship, such as photographic IDs, financial records, and other documents proving your presence in the U.S. Having these documents ready will be crucial once the application process begins. For personalized guidance and experienced legal representation through this process, do not hesitate to contact the Law Offices of James A. Welcome. We are here to support you every step of the way.